All right, please open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And I do want to thank Pastor, in case later on he listens to this recording. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to preach. It's a blessing to fill the pulpit. And I'm thankful that I'm a member of Faith Baptist Church. It's a blessing to be a member of this church. And our family has been here 5 years now as members, and this church has been a great encouragement to our family. I'm thankful that Kennedy gets to go to the Christian school here. I'm thankful to be on staff. And God is good, and it is a blessing. So Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Let's go ahead and stand for the reading of God's word. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. And we'll read responsively. If you could please read with me on verse 11 and verse number 13. Ephesians 6 and verse number 10. And you can read with me on verse 11 and verse 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The title of our Bible study tonight is Armored by the Almighty. Armored by the Almighty. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be in church. God, please help me as I preach tonight. Please speak to our hearts, Lord. Please bless, help us to grow in grace. I pray that this study in your word would be a blessing to each and every one. God, I ask you to speak through me. Thank you for our pastor. I pray you bless him as he preaches the revival service tonight. Please work in hearts there at the church there. And Lord, we love you. Please help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. And you do have an outline that you can follow along with on the back of your prayer list, as you've probably already seen that. The book of Ephesians is a very encouraging book in the Bible. It's a very uplifting book. When you get into it, a lot of encouraging stuff in Ephesians. The Apostle Paul wrote the book of Ephesians when he was on house arrest in Rome. And in the beginning of Ephesians, God tells us about our spiritual blessings. That's your first two words to fill in there for number one. In Ephesians chapter 1 through 3, God tells us about the spiritual blessings. The Apostle Paul didn't have a lot to be excited about on a physical level, on a material level, maybe on a social level, as he's there arrested in Rome and lost his personal freedom. But Paul was still excited about the blessings that God had given to him. And when you turn over there to chapter 1 of Ephesians, and we'll look at verse number 3. And we see the two words, spiritual blessings, in that verse. And we can sense the excitement that Paul must have had as he thought about how God had blessed him spiritually. Look at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And in the first chapter, God goes on to talk about those spiritual blessings. In verse number 5, the scripture says how we're adopted into God's family. Verse number 6 says that we are accepted in the Beloved. Verse 7 says that we're redeemed through Christ's blood. And in verse number 11, the Bible says we have obtained an inheritance from the Father. So here's Paul. He's in prison. He doesn't have a lot to be excited about materially, but he thinks about those spiritual blessings and he writes about them. And then in chapter 4, the focus shifts from spiritual blessings to sound behavior. That's number 2 on your handout. Ephesians chapter 4 through chapter 6 talks about sound behavior. And let's look at chapter 4 in verse number 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, now here it is, that you would walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And in chapter 4 and chapter 5 and chapter 6, it's talking about this sound behavior. And part of that sound behavior was, in verse number 2 of chapter 4, an attitude of meekness. Verse number 3 talks about a spirit of unity. Verse number 7 talks about spiritual gifts and the proper use of spiritual gifts. So in other words, in this book of the Bible, Paul is saying, God is saying, God has given to us amazing spiritual blessings. And because of those spiritual blessings, we ought to be motivated to some sound behavior. Our attitude, our spirit, and the use of our spiritual gifts in the church ought to be right. And then finally, you get to chapter 6. Let's go back to chapter 6. And really, this book of the Bible reaches a climax, if you will, a summit, a high point, a crescendo. And it builds up to this point of the armor of God. Because the God tells us that we are supposed to have sound behavior. We're supposed to live for the Lord, but we're going to face opposition. And the devil is going to fight against us. He's going to resist us. And it's important that we have the armor of God. The armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse number 14. And we're going to read verses 14 through 17. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye may be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so we are commanded on a daily basis to put on the armor of God. Put on the armor of God. Number 4 in your handout, the Christian life is a spiritual battle that must be won or lost every day. If there's one thing that I want to remind you of tonight from the Word of God, is that the Christian life, every day that we wake up, every day that we face our day, we are in a spiritual battle. And by the grace of God, we can win that battle for His glory. When I was working in the warehouse in Joliet, there was a lot of different guys that I got to know working at the warehouse in the Honda account. And our inbound guy, he would unload the trucks faster than anybody else. Everybody called him Maisie. Well, after I worked there for a couple of months, I found out that his real name was actually Anthony. But nobody called him Anthony. Now, I'm not really sure how he got the nickname Maisie from the name Anthony, but everybody called. So Maisie, one day I went into the break room, and Maisie had a warrior mindset. Now, to some of you, that may sound strange. Why would you need to have a warrior mindset in a warehouse? And some of you, maybe for work, having a warrior mindset would be perfectly normal. Amen. But Maisie had this warrior mindset. And one time we were in the break room talking, and he said, Alan, every day when I come into work, I view work as a battle, and I've got to win the battle. He said, I look at the inbound schedule. I look at the trucks that I've got to unload. I look at what I've got to do. And he said, I look at this as a battle that must be won. And Maisie had a motto, and I'll never forget this. Whenever we were in the break room shooting the breeze, talking about the day, if he came to break a little bit earlier than I did, if he ever got up before somebody else in the break room, he would get up from the table. This was like religious for him. He would get up from the table, he would take a step, he would look back, and he would always say this, I'll see you on the battlefield. He said it every time. I'll see you on the battlefield. And you know, I thought about that. I'll see you on the battlefield. We got along, by the way, okay? We didn't fight very often. Hey, the Christian life, I'll see you on the battlefield. The Christian life is a spiritual battle. And I grew up, I would hear the song occasionally, the lyrics, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a war and not a game. The Christian life is a battle, and so we must put on the armor of God. I was talking to a man at work one time that was in the military, and he told me a very intriguing story of a soldier who decided not to wear his armor to battle. And we were waiting for the job to begin. We were waiting for materials. And so he begins to tell me the story of a soldier who fought in the Battle of Mogadishu in 1993 in the midst of the Somali Civil War. And this soldier was about to leave camp, and he was about to leave with his comrades, and he got his gun, and he got everything ready. But he did something very foolish. He took the plates out of his armored vest. He had a bulletproof vest that could have protected him from the enemy fire, could have kept him alive if they came into any trouble. But it's really a tragic story because of what happened. But he took those plates off and he told his buddy, I don't think I'm going to need the armor today. I don't think we're going to face any enemy. I don't think anybody's going to mess with us today. Nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to be fine today. And he didn't want to carry the weight